geospatial analysis algorithms to map out areas with high concentrations of minority populations and high rates of crime. Deploy predictive policing models that prioritize police patrols and surveillance in these neighborhoods, leading to increased scrutiny and harassment of minority residents. Facial recognition surveillance. Implement facial recognition algorithms to monitor public spaces and identify individuals based on race. Use racially biased facial recognition systems that are more accurate for certain racial groups while producing higher rates of false positives for others, leading to disproportionate targeting of minority communities. Develop algorithms to manage gang databases and identify individuals suspected of gang affiliation based on race. Use criteria such as clothing, tattoos, or social connections to disproportionately label minority individuals as gang members, leading to increased surveillance and harassment.
earner. Executive level. High net worth individual. Family with children. High credit score. Credit utilization ratio. Credit history land. Student loan debt. Loan repayment status. First time home buyer. Down payment assistance. Credit card user. Fixed income. Social security benefit. Overdraft history. Bank account balance trend. Low income earner. Public assistance recipient. Unemployment history. Felony convictions. Misdemeanor charges. Arrest date. Gang affiliation. Probation status. Probation officer contact. Repeat offender. Number of prior offenses. Recidivism rate. Rehabilitation programs completed. Drug-related offenses. Drug type. Drug quantity. Domestic violence history. Juvenile detention history. Minor in possession charges. Juvenile court appearances. Frequent poster. Posting frequency per day. Engagement rate. Political activist. Political party affiliation. Participation in protests or rally. Sponsored content frequency. Ad clicker. Ad click-through rate. Demographic targeting effectiveness. Privacy advocate. Privacy settings customization. Ad tracking opt-out status. Data sharing preferences. Parental control enabled. Restricted content filters. Screen time limits. Fake account detector. Antidepressant user. Psychiatrist referral. Medication adherence rate. Monoamine oxidase inhibitor prescription. Antidepressant side effects monitoring. Clinical trial participant. Prescriber influence factor. Patient satisfaction rating. Gender identity. LGBTQ plus community member. Pride event attendance. Relationship history lang. Desired relationship type. Desired partner characteristics. Dating app activity frequency. Profile completion level. Single and looking. Open relationship status. Married but seeking. Discreet profile settings. Casual dater. Date frequency. Date location preferences. Interest in hookup culture. Recently divorced. Emotional status update. Divorce support group membership. Interests in outdoor activities. Tech enthusiast. Frequent shopper. Online purchase history. Shopping frequency. Shopping cart abandonment rate. Search queries related to health and wellness. Fitness app usage. Healthy recipe searches. News junkie. News website visits. Political news consumption. Flight and hotel search history. Financial investor. Crypto market news consumption. Financial planning tool usage. Parenting advice searches. Conservative voter. Republican party affiliation. Voting history. Liberal media consumption. Political donation history. Swing voter. Third party affiliation. Daily cigarette consumption. Young adult smoker. Vaping enthusiast. Quitter. Cigar lounge membership. Designer brand purchases. Fashion runway show attendance. Luxury lifestyle social media influencers. Streetwear enthusiast. Eco-conscious consumer. Fashion week event attendance. High fashion celebrity endorsement. Athleisure trend follower. Fitness influencer social media engagement. Budget-conscious shopper. Sale and discount searches. Coupon code utilization. Thrift store shopping frequency. Fashion blog follower count. Left-leaning news website visits. Conservative talk radio listener. Fox News viewership. Fact checker. Conspiracy theory believer. Alternative news sources engagement. Social media conspiracy theory group membership. QAnon follower. Global politics discussions. Visa application approval. Border crossing history. Immigrant status. Refugee resettlement. Cultural integration program participation. Family reunification sponsorship. Asylum seeker status. Detention center detainee. Immigration lawyer consultation. Dual citizenship holder. Mental health advocate. Mindfulness practitioner. Recovery journey participant. Therapy seeker. Religious affiliation. Meditation practice. Stress management techniques. Anxiety disorder treatment. Faith-based counselor. Spiritual leader. Religious conversion experience. Church attendance frequency. Suicide prevention advocate. Religious rituals observer. Holistic healing seeker.
The patient sat in front of the screen and typed in what they were feeling. And the program repeated it back to them, often in the form of a question.
After two or three interchanges with the machine, she turned to me and she said, "Would you mind leaving the room, please?"
But Eliza didn't understand a single word that was being typed into it.
"You're not my father in some ways. You don't argue with me."
"Why do you think I don't argue with you?"
"You're afraid of me."
"Does it please you to think I'm afraid?"
"I'm rather afraid of everybody.
They also liked it because it was free of any kind of patronizing elitism. After all, the computer doesn't burn out, look down on you, or try to have sex with you. In an age of individualism, what made people feel secure was having themselves reflected back to them, just like in a mirror.
Personal data breach. Equifax, the credit monitoring company, says the social security numbers of 143 million Americans may have been exposed. Equifax says that the breach has also complicated other personal data. We will, of course, continue to follow the story as we get more information for you.
Across America, and everyone's invited. That means you.
Me. And you.
Hello.
And you.
Wow.
Not you, though. You're too cute. Okay, just kidding. You can come. Put on your boots and come out. Side with us. See you there, besties. Don't you think this is all a little intense?
Social media for targeted manipulation. Utilize sentiment analysis algorithms to monitor social media posts and comments for negative sentiments towards the government or ruling party. Identify keywords and phrases associated with dissent, criticism, or opposition viewpoints. Implement topic modeling algorithms such as latent Dirichlet allocation, LDA, to identify and categorize discussions related to sensitive political topics or issues. Track the frequency and intensity of discussions on topics that may pose a threat to the government's agenda. Apply network analysis algorithms to map out connections and interactions among users engaged in political dissent or opposition movements. Identify influential individuals, key influencers, and the spread of dissenting messages within social media networks. Develop user profiling algorithms to analyze the profiles of individuals expressing political dissent or opposition views. Collect demographic information, interests, affiliations, and online behavior to create profiles of potential dissenters for targeted surveillance and manipulation. Employ anomaly detection algorithms to identify unusual patterns or behaviors among social media users, such as sudden spikes in activity related to political dissent or coordinated campaigns to mobilize opposition. Flag suspicious activities for further investigation. Design algorithms to manipulate sentiment by selectively promoting or suppressing content that aligns with government propaganda or suppresses dissenting views. Employ techniques such as content filtering, shadow banning, or algorithmic bias to control the narrative. Analyze social network structures to identify influential nodes and communities within online social networks. Target individuals with high social influence for manipulation tactics such as persuasion campaigns, targeted messaging, or recruitment efforts. utilize machine learning algorithms to predict the behavior of individuals expressing political dissent or opposition views, analyze historical data to identify patterns and indicators of future actions, enabling preemptive measures to suppress dissent and maintain control.
can only lead to no good. And besides, all our sons and daughters already know how that feels.
Good evening. You are listening to The Lake. My name is Jan Strikker, and this is the program Søens Folk. And it's number 10 in a row. Actually, it's the last, at least in this season. And we're ending off with British composer and percussionist Greta Ekot. Very much welcome, or maybe you should say welcome to us.
Thank you very much. Yeah, welcome.
Yeah.
We're here in Amager at my temporary housing. Staying with my boyfriend's mom,
Lena,
for a few weeks. And it's great to have the late radio coming to visit on a Sunday night.
I like going live on a Sunday evening, and this is actually a really nice Sunday evening because it's raining. We have a nice view over the Amager area here. And it's just, yeah, I'm nervous and relaxed at the same time because I know that we're going to listen to a lot of great music. And the general idea of this program is that we invite ourselves to come visit guests in our show. So we visit them and then they choose all the music and the music goes in the Lake Radio's rotation. That's kind of what the program is about. And that's also a way that we get interesting guest creators for the Lake Radio. But before we start talking about you and talking about music and your work and the different things that you're involved in, maybe we should just start listening to a track that you've chosen.
Sure.
And I might add that also with us tonight is Rasmus Kleve Christensen. He's both technician and co-host. Rasmus.
Yes, hello. And I just realized that we have some sort of echo problem that I am going to solve as soon as possible. I think people can understand what you're saying, but you sound a little weird. I'm going to fix that.
That's okay. Play your track. I hope it's a long track.
This first track is very short. It's 49 seconds.
Okay, Cleaver, you have 49 seconds to solve the technical issues.
I can follow up with a longer track right after. So,
what do you have for us?
This is just a little MIDI sketch called Crazy Drums.
And it's one of your own?
And it's one of my own, yeah.
Hey!
Ik ben die andere jongen kwijtgeraakt. Ik wilde wel even komen kijken. Bij de overkant woont. Maar... Maakt niet uit. Ik zal het even. En die was dus onderweg naar een kraakfeestje bij Kraakburg.
Ja, Kraakburg man, dat is geweldig. Ik ben er geweest vanmiddag.
Oh, leuk!
Ja, dat is echt lachen. Het is mooi daar man. Het is net een
mooi, ja. Ja, we waren er vorig jaar een keer geweest. Maar
ja, maar het is nu echt, het is echt gegroeid hoor. Jezus man, echt goed.
Ja.
Hey.
Ja, leuk hè. Leuk.
Waar is dat dan ergens graag gebeurd?
Nou, dat is...
Amstelveen, bij de... Kronenburg, Eilenburg.
Ja, dat is Eilensteden.
Het is net in Amstelveen.
Student, naast de
campus.
Ja, ik ken Uilensteden.
Ja, daar is het.
Een stuk braakliggend terrein. Waar ze 20 jaar geleden wilden gaan bouwen. En dat komt er niet vanwege het Schiphol.
En nu hebben ze al die Schiphol circus vandaag. Dat is het feest.
Okay. But they're still there. That's good.
Ja, ja.
Because
ja,
they're worried. Ja.
Hi.
Zo.
Hi.
En waar is het vet?
Hi.
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 Oh. Hi.
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 Did I give you a hug?
Where is the dog?
Hi.
Where is the... Can I tap... Of your speaker? Or so? So signal,
like you wanna...
Audio signal?
Ja, ik was hier even kwijt. Ja, dan nothing...
no extra outs.
Hallo?
Sorry. No extra outs?
I don't think so.
So we have to split. So
yeah, and then we're gonna split. Use a two speaker too.
Ah,
so.
Yeah. So we have stereo.
Sort of.
Ja, we zijn bij de Koon, lieve luisteraar.
From the spot that you pray, you have a one speaker playing one sound, and another spot have a different sounds playing.
You make things very complicated, I think.
Ah, okay. It's like a more...
But tell me, because we are live on the Radio Potterpool, what's going on? We are at the Stedelijk Museum, under the shadow of the Big Bath.
Yes. Oh, yeah, Big Bath. Yeah, that looks like that. Yeah, today, I'm me and Fred from Paris.
Yeah.
We are going to release new album.
Yeah.
Nice. And actually, CD is not ready yet.
So, but you are on a release tour.
Yeah, we're gonna have a tour next week, starting from Thursday at the Grond.
Yeah, Grond. In Amsterdam.
By a stop. And next day, Friday, we're gonna play in at the Zandam.
Oh yeah.
Indie Zandam. Playground.
No idea where it is.
Yeah, I have address. Yeah, because I never been at Zandam for concerts, so really hard to expect.
Yeah.
Or even get there. Okay.
Tomorrow. We need a public transport. Maybe.
Yeah, 4th July. It's at the Helena Oostzijde. 381.
De Helma.
Zandam.
Zandam.
And 5th of July, we are going to the Germany.
Ah. Oh, you cannot put your stuff against the ice.
At peace. Ah, that's fine. And...